With your eyes closed, I want you to imagine something for me. It's easy to imagine things, after all, with our eyes closed. We can just delve into a fantasy realm where anything can happen, where things are not as they seemed. And now we can just imagine something. You see, while you've been doing your errands lately, you keep noticing an advertisement for a carnival. You've been walking down the street and you see it in shop windows. You see flyers scattered upon the street. Perhaps you've even been receiving mail with flyers saying, "Come to the carnival this weekend." As you see it, you see the black and white spiral etched on the back of the poster. And on it you see pictures of rides, games, and the promise of fun and frolics. You feel nervous but excited, so you decide to go. So, the weekend arrives and the big day is here. You find yourself walking down a dirt road towards a ginormous entrance with a clown perched on top. You can see the rides, the games, all the fun things you can do, including a Ferris wheel and a carousel. And as you walk through the carnival, you start to hear the noise of laughter. That's right. You see children running around, playing with toys. You see other people like yourself, couples holding hand in hand as they walk along the street, and people on the rides having a great time. You can feel the warmth of the sun beaming down on your face as you look up at the sky and see nothing but crystal, clear blue sky, no clouds in sight. You smell the scent of cotton candy and all of those fried foods that they sell at the fair. You know they're not good for you, but yet they taste so very good. And you can sense just a familiar feeling of warmth and happiness from everyone there. You start to make your way towards one of the rides, the carousel. You see, from the poster, you saw it and you thought, this might be fun. So you wait in the line, and as it's your turn, you step up onto the platform and choose your seat. You find a horse right in the middle. A horse that's white with a blue mane. You can see a rein around its neck painted on in golden details. And as you climb aboard and hold the golden pole reaching high up, up to the top of the ride, you look up and notice it's candy striped, with blue twining with pink, spiraling up to the top. And as the ride begins, you feel the horses riding up and down, and it's so relaxing to feel the cool breeze caused by the carousel on your face as it spins around and around and around ever so slowly. Taking its time, you breathe in the fresh spring air and you take in this moment, this freeing feeling that makes you feel so giddy, so happy, so wonderful, so glad you came to this carnival. And as you ride the horse, you start to notice something in the distance, a tent with a large black and white spiral on the sign out the front. And as you can feel yourself moving around and around and around on the carousel, you start to grow curious about what lies in that tent. You remember back to the poster and you start to think, that was the thing that drew you here in the first place, the large black and white spiral. And as your horse continues to go up and down, around and around, you start to think that maybe, just maybe, next, you'll find yourself in that tent. You'll find all the answers to the secrets that you were uncovering when you found that poster. And as you can feel the horses spinning you around, that's right, slowly caressing you, lulling you down, calming you down, you just realize how relaxing it is to be on this carousel. That's right. You can feel the cold breeze brushing against your face. You can see the smiling faces of everybody else riding it too. And you know that this is pure bliss. But yet, still, that curiosity of what is in that tent starts to niggle at the side of your brain. And all of a sudden the carousel stops and everybody starts to climb off. You climb off your horse, walk off the platform, and make your way back to the familiar dusty grass. And as you walk around the fairground some more, you start to notice that tent growing closer and closer, almost as if your curiosity is just dragging you there, leading you there, wondering what's inside that tent. As you walk up to the sign, you start to realize the black and white spiral has words written on it. Enter the tent of the mystifying, magnificent hypnotist, Magnifico. Magnifico, what kind of a name is that? You laugh to yourself. As you read further, you see that this person is an illusionist known for great feats from all around the globe. You chuckle to yourself. Hypnotist, illusionist, what a crock. I bet that doesn't work anyway. So you decide to give it your best shot. You decide to walk inside the tent, and as you pull back the red and white striped curtain, you see a dark room with lots of empty wooden chairs lined up in rows. And as you walk down the center aisle, you come towards a small stage, slightly raised up from the dirt, from the grass. And on that stage is a giant black and white pinwheel with armholes, leg holes, and a chest harness. You start to wonder, whatever could that be doing in a hypnotist's room, in a hypnotist's theater? And all of a sudden you hear footsteps from the back of the stage. And a woman wearing small shorts, fishnet tights, knee-high boots, and an amazing black and white striped jacket walks out from behind the spiral. Ah, I see you've taken a liking to my spiral. Are you here for the show? You nod your head eagerly, just curious as to what she'll say. Pity then, my show doesn't start for another couple of hours, and I'm still yet to find myself a volunteer. I've been walking all around this carnival and I can't find anyone suitable. Nobody who fits the harness anyway. Wait, you look like you might just be the right size. Would you like to volunteer for my show? You point at yourself, as if to say, me? What could you want to do with me? And you look at her, her eyes shining brightly in the darkness. There's something about her that's just so intoxicating. From even the look of her, you just feel so safe and comfortable around her. You walk up to the stage and nod your head to confirm that you would like to be her volunteer. Eager, are we? Well, if I'm going to have fun with you, I'm going to first need to hypnotize you. You see, all of my volunteers need to be hypnotized first. So what I'm going to ask you to do is just look this way. And she holds up a sort of pinwheel with a black and white spiral on it. And as she starts to spin it, you start to feel the spiral spiraling into your mind, the black and white spiral consuming you, as she holds it up in front of your face and says, now just stare at it. Just look deeply into the spiral and feel your mind spiraling away. You don't need any thought, no will, nothing right now. You just need to look into the spiral and fall under my spell. You start to feel woozy, drowsy, sleepy. So your mind starts to spin and pulse as the pinwheel spins it away, spinning you around and around and around. In a haze of dizzying confusion, you start to fall down deep. And the world fades to black. The last thing you remember is her smiling at you with a wicked grin and a chuckle. That's it. Go down. My volunteer, she says to you, as you fall down deep, The last thing you remembered was collapsing onto the stage, your body crumpling onto the wooden floor beneath you. And when you woke up, you find yourself strapped to the spiral on the stage, your arms and legs spread, your chest harnessed in. And as you wake up and try to struggle slightly, you can feel the tug of your restraints on your wrists and your ankles and your chest holding you in place. As your bleary eyes look around, you also start to realize that the audience is full of members, as each and every single chair that was empty before is full of people, and they're all looking at you. A bright light from above shines down onto your face as you realize it's a spotlight shining down at you in your predicament. As the hypnotist walks forward and says, "Now, ladies and gentlemen, for my final trick, I am going to show you how easily I can confuse a mind. You see, this willing victim, volunteer here, has offered their services to be hypnotized. And while they're up here on this spinning spiral, I'm also going to show them an amazing feat of daring. This should not be tried at home." And from behind her back, she reveals her true trickery. She has a series of knives, and she holds them in front of your face. "These," she says, "are real cold steel." And in a moment, as I gently hypnotize my willing participant, I'm going to remove them of all fear, and then I'm going to throw these knives at the spiral that they are stuck on. And let's hope I don't miss. I'm not usually one for missing, but there can always be a first, can't there? You can feel your heart start to quicken, your pulse racing, as you realize she's going to throw those knives at you. You think she must be mad. You start to breathe heavily as she looks at you and grasps your chin and says, "Don't panic. Trust me." Do you trust me? You look at her in her eyes. You want to shake your head and say no in fear, but yet there's something about her eyes that's just so captivating, so mesmerizing. You can't help but nod. You trust her thoroughly. And in that moment, she says, "Good. Now hold on tight." And with that, she starts to spin the platform that you're on. And you can feel yourself spinning around and around and around and around. At the back of a tent, you start to notice a mirror as you can watch yourself spinning, spiraling down. And as you watch yourself spinning on the spiral, you also start to realize that you are hypnotizing yourself. The spiral so mesmerizing to stare at. Yet your dizzying state as you spin and spin and spin, as your head just starts to get dizzier and dizzier and dizzier. You just realize that you are so captivated, confused, in the dizzying haze. You just give in to it. You just let go and you realize your body's going completely limp as you spin, as you go with the flow and go with the spinning of the spiral, of the wheel that you are on. As you continue to spin around and around and around, as she spins you faster and faster and faster, you start to feel your head spinning even more and more and more as you just spin around and around and around, feeling that dizzying sense of confusion. You glance up to the audience as they watch you spin, but they just look like a dizzying haze, a blur, as you get spun faster and faster and faster, and then all of a sudden you hear it, the first of the knives hitting the board. As you look and notice, it's next to your right hand, just inches away. Your heart rate starts to quicken. Your pulse starts to go crazy. The fear shoots up within you as you realize she wasn't joking. This is all real. This is all happening as you spin and spin and spin, and you hear another knife enter the board, this time hitting the space next to your left hand. You look up, but yet you find it so hard to concentrate on anything as you're so dizzy, you're so confused, and it's so easy just to give in to it. As you feel two more knives enter, one by your right leg and one by your left leg, and this last one, the last knife, she throws at you, and it hits the board just above your head. As you breathe a sigh of relief, yet you feel so dizzy as you continue to spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And all of a sudden, the spinning stops. She holds the board, and you stop with a jerk. And that's when you realize how dizzy you are. You can feel that familiar feeling, like the feeling when you've been spinning on something for too long, or when you've been on one of those merry-go-rounds and someone spun you around and around and around and it stopped suddenly. You feel it, all the blood rushing to your head. As you sit there, lying on that board, trying to regain your thoughts, trying to think about anything at all, watching the gasps from the audience as they stare at you, as you are stuck there, spinning, your head still spinning, still reeling from that feeling, even though you're stopped. She then walks up to you, holds a spiral in front of your face and says, "Now stare at this. Now look at it." You almost see double at this, as your head still hasn't recouped from being spun around so fast. That's right. And as you stare at that spiral, as the spiral flashes double in front of your eyes, as you start to regain your thoughts, you find yourself losing them again and falling down, down, down into trance. She's hypnotizing you once more. "That's right," she says, with a calming, soothing smile. "That's right, just stare at the spiral and drop down deep now." And as your eyes close, as the world fades away, you find yourself awakening, sat on a chair in the middle of the stage. The theater is empty. Everyone is gone except for you. You can hear the familiar footsteps of the woman behind you as she whispers in your ear. And that is how hypnosis works. You see, you believed everything I made you believe. This fantasy that we played out together. And none of it was real. Because all of this was just a dream. When you walked in here, you were already hypnotized. When you saw the advertisement for the carnival, you were already under my spell. I've gotten to you weeks ago, implanted the memory of you wanting to come here to this carnival, wanting to come to the show to find me, to seek me out, to have your trust in me tested. And you passed. You trusted me implicitly. And now, you've had your experience, and I get to keep you. You look down and realize that you're tied to the chair. As you start to struggle, as you start to strain, she looks at you in her eyes and says, "Dizzy. Dizzy. Dizzy brain." As your brain just starts to spiral around and around and around, like you're back on that thing, back on that podium, spinning and spinning and spinning, you feel the dizzying confusion hit you again as the world starts to turn black, fading away as you start to see double and triple as you try and look at her in her eyes as everything fades to black in a dizzying swell of confusion. The last thing you remember is her smile, her eyes, as you sleep down deep. The next time you wake up, you find yourself back in your room, unsure of what happened and whether or not it was real or just a dream, but yet, it doesn't even matter because it was so nice, so fun and enjoyable. And now, it's time to return you back to the waking world. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized, remembering each and every single moment of this fantasy, each and every single moment of this fantasy, and remembering how much fun you had at the carnival. With 1, 2, 3, that's right, energy starting to flood your body with 4, 5, 6, you start to stretch and move slightly. With 7, 8, 9, and 10, up, up, up. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this little file for Hip November. And as always, folks, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.